Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, January 22nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the chairman of the Crawford County Republican Party. He's also the budget chair under Christina Caramo for the Michigan Republican Party. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Randy.
Wanted to have you on today because while I was, Vicki and I were down at the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference on Saturday in Lansing, just down the road, I believe it was 72 state committee members met, held a what they called a convention, if you will, to elect a new chair for the party. And at that event, Peter Hoekstra, the former congressman ambassador to the Netherlands, was elected, quote unquote, in air quotes, to be the new chair of the party. What the heck is going on within the Michigan Republican Party?
Well, first, I want to correct you on that. I can guarantee you there was not that many state committee members there. Sue Aller was removed as the district chair for District 1 on Thursday night. She was down there and took proxies and stole votes for that sham gathering from the 1st District against the 1st District. She was removed by a 15-0 vote with one abstaining and still went down there trying to represent us. So I can tell you right now there was a number of people that were not allowed to be there that were actually removed from the district level and not there for the GOP.
Now, one thing that we found out was that this other group has filed a lawsuit. I believe it was filed on Friday. Can you give us a status field report as to what that's all about? And in fact, did they file a lawsuit on Friday?
Well, Randy, I've got the information that you have from the Detroit News. It's kind of funny. We didn't receive paperwork on that Friday, but it was headlines everywhere, just like the NRCC slammed Christina that we never received anything from them either. This is definitely a coordinated effort from many in the money positions to try taking down what we the people want to happen.
Now, one of the things I think is very interesting is during this event on Saturday that there was Lena Epstein and the chair of the Oakland County Republican Party, Vance Patrick. Actually, he called me and was soliciting my endorsement. I thought that was kind of funny. But they had this event, and this is who they came up with. And we know full well that regardless of whether or fact it was 72 people or not, how can they on their own basically choose to undo the vote of 1,161 statewide delegates that elected Christina back in February of 2023? How do they feel they have the authority or the power to overturn the will of over 1,000 delegates statewide?
Simply, they do not have that power. And this is my message out. Our county parties and our delegates need to get together. They need to go to the next convention, and they need to let them know. I mean, we booed Weiser off the stage. We changed the GOP. The grassroots has taken over, and we have the power. This little faction of 40 state committee members do not have the majority. They didn't follow bylaws. They broke protocols. They had their little fake meeting with 40 of them-ish. I think there was 45 there. 40 said that they voted to remove Christina. That was a sham gathering. It was not a GOP meeting. GOP meetings are right in the bylaws. They have to be called by the chairwoman. The chairwoman called a special meeting, which was in Houghton Lake on the 13th, and which was awesome. 62 committee members joined throughout the meeting. It was back and forth because a few were on through their computers, and they lost signal once or twice. But when we had a vote to reaffirm Christina Caramo, we had 58 committee members, I believe, on the call at that time and in person. Majority in person that came through that, and there was one person against. I believe it was 58 for and 59, and one against at the time of the vote. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that is pretty close to that.
Yeah, I believe the actual count was 59-1, and there was even some, like you mentioned, online. But the bottom line is this: this had to be state committee members only. The proxies could not vote. Correct.
Correct. Yeah, and any removal or bylaws change, it has to be state committee members only. Proxies are not allowed to vote.
Right. So I understand all that. Now, here's the question. And you, as the chairman of the Michigan GOP, Dan, I want to congratulate you because Vicki and I were there that day. We were in the audience as guests. And you and the treasurer together put up the actual budget report. First time I'd ever seen a full-blown budget report and balance sheet. Vicki, being an accountant, brought it home and went through it with a magnifying glass and was very impressed with some of the numbers that Christina Cramo's leadership and you as chair have been able to accomplish. Can you explain to the audience who wasn't at Houghton Lake on that Saturday, January 13th, can you give us a synopsis, an overview of your main bullet points from that finance report, that letter that you actually put up on the big screen, and you actually passed out copies of it that people could take home with them? Give us an overview of the entire budget situation within the state party under Cramo as chairwoman.
Well, I can give you a brief overview here. We got about $1.5 million have come in through the party at this point in time. The biggest thing was the Mackinac Conference was successful. Even though ticket sales were down coming into it, people were saying it wasn't going to happen. They were doing everything they could to sabotage it. In the end, it was $37,000 in the positive for that event, along with amazing speakers that were in there to give light to what we're doing as a movement, what we want happening. So out of that $1.5 million, a chunk of that has been divvied up pretty much between moving forward with new programming and also covering overhead and expenses. Now, I can tell you that previous to Mackinac, we had a major set of donors that was willing to give us a little over $2 million as a consortium to help the grassroots out. Because of the infighting and because of this negative behavior, these people down here that are trying to take over the party for the globalists, they have pushed them people away. They said, you don't have enough grip on the party at this time. And, of course, why would somebody dump a little over $2 million into helping our effort when you have those factions out there fighting against? Since then, we've also had other donors in excess of $1 million work in the last 2 months that are hanging out there trying to see how this plays out. So we have grassroots money that is coming in to help us. The biggest thing that we need right now is the simple $5, $25 contributions weekly, monthly, yearly from the delegates, from the people that want to back the party. You can go to the MIGOP.org and make those donations. That's what we need to keep this party going, is we need the people to back it.
Well, one of the things I thought was pretty interesting, and you got into comparing on the screen, the big screen, with using bar graphs, non-election year of 2021 under Ron Weiser versus non-election year last year of 2023 under Cramo, and point out some of the main highlights of the amount of savings and money basically kept in the coffers that wasn't spent, comparing Cramo's 23 to Weiser's 2021. Explain the main highlights of some of the savings and cost savings that you guys have been able to do, you as the chairman of the budget committee.
Well, the biggest and most that I can point out on this is the volunteer base from the grassroots that have stepped up to take on positions. You know, Weiser's group just paid consultants and paid people. You know, there was 100 plus people on payroll at times. And that savings has been brought back to a major volunteer base. If we're going to take and support this as the grassroots, we need to cut in those areas, and we need to get volunteers and patriots that want to step up, not just somebody that's paid to do something that shows up their 9-to-5 job. And what I've seen with these volunteers doing that is they're working 20 hours a day sometimes. When something needs to happen, they're working on it because they are driven to help and fix what's happened in the past. The other major drawbacks that I'm seeing is NRC, RNC, and other donors that are out there that are in sharing plans with us with funding. They have withheld that. In past years, there's been hundreds of thousands come in from those organizations already at this point in campaign sharing. And, you know, Trucker, it really looks to me as if some of these were used as money laundering scams. I don't have the evidence built to that yet, but I have a lot that shows These people push money through to candidates that break campaign finance laws. And I really think the reason they're pushing Christina out right now is because she's standing up and saying, no, if you're going to give me money for a congressman or a senator, you can't take and say you're going to give me $250,000, $300,000 for this specific candidate. Through our fundraising agreements, we have that money given to us. But then somebody calls you and says, it goes right to this candidate, which is right against the law. And she's been standing right up against that. So I can tell you right now, she's standing and beating on the door of what's been the corruption within our government and why our elected officials are beholden to the big money and not to the people.
Well, two other major savings. So between payroll and then the other thing, that non-election year showed that Weiser had spent over $700,000 on alcohol. And Christina, you guys have not spent any money on the bar tab that they normally do every event or conference or whatever. Savings there, savings on the salaries. You guys chose not to lease that building, that dinosaur building on Seymour Street in Lansing that nobody uses anymore. Everybody works from home with the high-speed internet and Zoom meetings and all the things your guys are able to accomplish. I mean, the bottom line is you are actually farther ahead financially under Caramo than you guys were under Weiser back in 21.
Oh, absolutely. And the movement towards election integrity and towards bringing the delegates together and working at the base instead of just flaunting it with the rich elitists and having parties where we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on booze is exactly what's happening right now. You know, we are out there trying to wine and dine the big money people that want to control us. Don't get me wrong. We will take and work with those people if they're willing to come and help the movement that's there and help get fair elections and help bring good representation to the people. But we're not going to work with them just because they want their own candidate brought in and they want somebody that they can control put in government. And that's the huge difference that I see right now.
Absolutely. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and giving us a field report and sharing the truth with the folks directly. I've had so many people over the weekend texting me and saying, Trucker, what the heck's going on? Pete Hoekstra? Seriously? And what is going on with this lawsuit? What's going on with the money? What's going on with all of this? So, Dan, I appreciate you coming on the show and giving us the truth this morning.
Anytime, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Dan Bonomy, chairman of Crawford County, budget chair for the Michigan GOP under Caramo. I appreciate him. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Take
out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this Monday, January 22nd show. Greatly appreciate Dan Bonomy coming on and clearing things up a little bit. I had so many people while I was in Lansing on Saturday. We attended the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference. Great event put on by Ron Armstrong and Tammy Clark. Bunch of really great speakers. Lots of great information. It was kind of interesting. The only U.S. Senate candidate that attended that event was Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I thought that was interesting. Packed room, close to 300 people from all over the state of Michigan, leaders. I saw Rick Selva there. I didn't get a chance to talk to him from Sheboygan County. Stand Up Michigan. Patriots from all over the state. But you know who else I saw there? It was kind of interesting. State Senator Jim Runstead came up and talked to me. Couldn't believe his eyes when he saw me, how much weight I've lost, even though I was really bad over the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, Sunday, during the Lions game. Yeah, this morning, I gained almost 7 pounds. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was a bad, bad, bad boy. Up 6.9. My joints are so sore this morning, I can barely move. We're going to be talking to Missy about that. But the point of the matter was, State Representative Matt Maddox and Angela Regas. I saw them there as well. Kind of interesting. Now, one thing that I think is happening is groups like Stand Up Michigan, who's attempting to get chapters in every county of the state, all 83. We're blessed with Stand Up Michigan here in Antrim County. Sheboygan and Presque Isle have a joint chapter going together. Greatly appreciate them. Don Compton, Dar Olson, Rick Selva, Tim Tarjeff, James Rieger over in Presque Isle County, all the Patriots over there. Well, it's amazing that through education, people are learning what the heck the truth is and what's really going on. And it was amazing the information that Adam brought from FreedomWorks, We're going to be having him on the show this week. I'm going to reach out to him, get him on the show. And another guy that was absolutely amazing, Rick Green, PatriotsAcademy.com. Listening to his presentation, learning about what they do, I'm signing up to be a lifetime coach for Patriots Academy. I'm going to go through the training, and I'm going to be able to go out and reach out to churches as well as students in the schools. The biblical constitution. Explaining to the kids and to people in churches the real history of our founding of our country. How it was founded on biblical principles. Based on the fact that we are, in fact, a Judeo-Christian country, government, and people. And to get the truth out and to get the information out this election year. So I'm going to reach out to the young people, get them involved in the process, and I'm also going to be reaching out to the adults. Now, speaking of the Stand Up Michigan chapter, Sheboygan, Presque Isle County, tonight at 6:30, they're going to continue the video presentation by Chris Ann Hall regarding the Constitution. It's going to be at the county building at the commissioner's room. If you have any questions or you want to text Dar, her number is 231-408-8928. The main entrance to the building will be closed. Enter on the other side of the building where the commissioner's room is. That's going to be tonight at 6:30 in Sheboygan at the county building. In the commissioner's room, again, the main entrance will be closed. You need to come in on the side where the commissioner's room is of the building. Again, if you have any questions, call or text Dar, 231-408-8928. But it was a great event. It was a great event on Saturday. I'm glad we went down, got the information, got to meet the folks. And the biggest takeaway, independence. They are the ones that are going to decide our elections this year. Updated numbers, the independent group has grown. People who do not identify as Republican or Democrat, they vote for the person and the issues. 40%. Used to be 20, now it's up to 40. 30% staunch Republicans, 30% staunch Democrats. 40% in the middle is the independents. And those are the people we need to engage. Those are the people we need to talk to. We'll get into more of that in the third hour. Taking questions for Missy. My Pure Health Solutions coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve